Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Thank you for taking time to be with us today. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, trying to bring to you the Word of God today. Inviting you to church this morning, be in the house of God somewhere where the Word of God's being preached, God's man standing anointed with God and preaching to you the Word of God. We invite you to come be with us today here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where Brother Kevin Norton is the pastor. We invite you to come today, Sunday school at 10. Worship service at 10:45, and then back tonight at 6 o'clock for the evening service, and then come on Wednesday at 7 o'clock for the midweek prayer meeting, time to get together and pray and hear the Word of God again. So we thank you for taking time this morning to tune us in. Trust that we'll be a blessing to your heart today. I know you've got some needs in your life this morning. God knows about those needs, but he wants you to tell him about them. Know that you're concerned and you come before him. He did promise grace sufficient. He did promise he'd always be with us even to the end of the world. And he said, "Lo, I am with you." That's enough for me this morning. He is with us every day, and I appreciate that. And so we thank God for you this morning. I want to send it out to the shut-ins, those that's not able to be in the house of God today. Trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart as you look to the Lord for the strength that you stand in need of in this times of your troubles and trials today. Now, but you be in the house of God. You be there faithfully, and God will bless you. Amen. And so we thank God for that. Well, we want to just I invite you again to church this morning, be in the house of God today, and God will bless you for going and being where God's word is being preached this morning, and where God's man's breaking the bread of life and trying to help you, keeping you close to God. And that's what it's all about this morning. And so we thank you for taking time this morning to tune in. Fathers, we bow in your presence today. I want to thank you for this privilege, God, we have to approach your throne of grace today. And we come through the precious blood of our Savior this morning. Lord, the invitation you did give us, therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Lord, we do need that mercy today, and we do need help in the times of our need. We're needy creatures this morning. We do need you. And Lord, don't forget us. Lord God, just remember your children this morning. And I pray that you bless every need in Radio Land today. Every heart that's heavy, every heart that's burdened, every heart that may be seeking answers for the will of God in their life, I pray you'd speak to them. Those, Lord, that are searching for something to take care of that void of things in their life, and they're out into sin today. They're tired of that. They want something better. And I pray you'd speak to their hearts today and bring them to yourself before it's too late. Have your will and way now. Guide us in the Word of God this morning. May your perfect will be done. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, I want to have some songs for you this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today and encourage you. Lord, just let God speak to your heart today. He'll bless you if you'll let him bless you today. Amen. All right, we're going to have a ladies' trio at the church singing for us. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning.
Thank you.
alive. There he is. No doubt in my heart and mind this morning, there's a God. You can just look at the universe and see the Lord. The heavens declare his glory and the firmament showeth his handiwork. See what God has done. See what he's doing. And thank God for what he's going to do one of these days. And we're looking forward to that. Hope that was a blessing to your heart this morning. Have one more now before we go into the Word of God back in Romans chapter 1 today. Get up. He got up. Thank God. Because he got up, we're going to get up also. What a blessing we have in the resurrection of the Lord this morning. Aren't you glad you're saved today? I know that the Lord is coming back to get us one of these days, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. He's coming right on time. It's exactly when he said that he was going to come when he gets ready. Amen. All right, Romans chapter 1 this morning. Romans chapter 1, the burden of our heart today for the message. I trust the Lord will speak to your hearts and remind you of the day that we're living in today. And, of course, we're living in perilous times. And the Bible said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that they may, which may be known of God, is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from his creation, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew not They knew God. They glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that just that recompense of their error which was meet. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now, I want to use this subject this morning. Of course, we've been preaching last Sunday on the thought of what God says about apostasy and about, of course, paganism that we're sliding back into, and even in America today, and that we find that God says some things about that. He reveals his wrath there in verse 18. We mentioned on last Sunday, God reveals his wrath from heaven. Brother, when God gets angry and heaven gets angry, folks better look out, because God brings his judgment upon a world that is rejected him, that is turned aside from him, that is accepting things that are not right according to his laws. And God is the law. Amen. He's the ultimate law of the universe today. It's not what man says. It's not what legislation passes. It's what God says. Amen. And so that's the word we're to look to today. What God reveals from heaven, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Human unrighteousness is sin against man. And, of course, the first sin in the garden separated man from God. The first sin separated man from God, the sin of Adam and Eve there. The second sin in the garden, which was Cain's murder of Abel, separated man from man and also from God. But I tell you, an apostasy is the deliberate rejection of truth, and it will be judged. So there's some things here. We see the results of apostates, what they are reveling in even today. Now, even in our great country, we're seeing so many things that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah, when the flood came and when judgment came upon a world that had rejected the knowledge of God. They rejected the message of God. When Noah preached righteousness, there he preached for 120 years and built the boat. They wouldn't listen to him until the rain came. Then they tried to get in the boat, but it's too late. God had shut the door. And I'm going to tell you, my friend, there's things going on today in this world that God's going to bring judgment upon, and there's going to come a day when men's going to try to get right with God, but God shuts the door. When he shuts the door of heaven, it's going to be over with for this world today. How the Bible tells us Jesus is coming and to get those that belong to Him. And of course, those that's left behind will believe a lie and be damned, and because they refuse to accept what God has said. You may not think this morning that church is very important to you or your family. You may not think church is very important in your own personal life this morning, but I'm here to tell you today, brother, you will be judged according to this Bible and according to God's will and God's word. God will judge you this morning. You better be concerned about your soul, be concerned about your family, about those that's being led astray into the waywardness of sin, the apostasy, and the paganism that we see taking place in our land today. So human ungodliness, of course, is as chiefly it's sin against God. Amen. It's sin against God. Ungodliness is sin against God. Now, God is going to judge us by His book this morning. This Bible will judge you how when you stand before the Lord. Amen. It's the ultimate will of God and the revelation of God to this generation today. And God will judge us according to what this Bible has got to say. So there's the things. And of course, apostasy is the deliberate rejection of truth and the rejection of the truth of God. There's never been a time greater, I'm sure, my friend, when the gospel is being preached around the world. Missionaries is going into countries and preaching the word of God. The gospel's going out in churches across the line and across the globe today. Now, the gospel is being preached, but there's a rejection of that truth this morning. And oh, my friend, listen. And the Bible said He will judge that. There's three steps in the paganism today. Paganism, we see it this morning. First of all, there's a willful blindness. Amen. Willingly blinded according to what God has got to say. Willful blindness. I mean, just choosing not to receive the truth of God. The Bible plainly said, He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And you say, well, I've got a right to reject Him because I just don't know there is a God. We'll go back into the verse 20. The Bible said, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. God made this world. God made this universe. God made man. You can look at that picture and see there is a God. Amen. This thing didn't come from some explosion somewhere in the universe. No, my friend, God spoke it into existence. God said, let there be man. There was man. God made the trees and the grass and the birds and all the things as we see in this world today. And He hung the stars in space in His word. And my friend, the stars began to shine. The sun began to shine at God's word. Because God is the one that put this thing into existence today. And so there's no excuse for you this morning. And because you can look at, though, if you've got any sense at all, and you can look at even man's body and know there's got to be a God. God put this thing together. The complexity of your body this morning, the respiratory system, the circulatory system, and the nerves and all the things in your body today, the brain and the eyes and everything. And today there's got to be a God, and because God has got His creation to bear testimony of the fact that He's God. He's God in the universe today, and He's God when things are down. He's God when things are up. He's God this morning, and that's right. And so we find that He talks about that, and so there's willful blindness today. You said, just don't believe what I can't see. Well, just look around you. God put that before you, let you know there is a God. And yet, listen, if you're not a complete idiot, you know there's a God this morning. And because of what God has made and put into existence in this world today. Secondly, there's wicked beliefs that arises out of willful blindness. And that's one other step into paganism this morning. And my friend, is that wicked beliefs. And you'd be surprised what people believe today. And just get you a pencil and paper and begin to take a survey about what people believes about heaven and about hell and about human life and about the gospel and about the word of God and my friend, about life itself, what they can do and what they can't do. Wicked beliefs, my friend, rises out of willful blindness. When you reject God, you reject God's word. And brother, God's word is the morality by which our even our laws of our land are were made from. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. And this because God said those words. And that's the reason we've got responsibility to uphold those day to day and pass the laws of our land. He spoke in many ways about every aspect of life. And God's got a law about that. And brother, when you get away from that, and my friend, you get into wicked beliefs, and it will bring the judgment of God upon you. And brother, you'll face an almighty God. And the way that you're standing, you'll face an almighty God, and it'll be too late for you then. There's wicked beliefs in this world. And today there's those that says, well, here in Romans chapter 1, man with man, women with women, leaving the natural use again to go against the same sex, my friend, to go with the same sex. You're saying, oh, that's just our privilege. That's just our choice. Oh, my friend, listen to me. And brother, that's a wicked belief. That's against the will of God. And God has always judged that kind of thinking. And God judges that lifestyle. He judged that lifestyle in Sodom and Gomorrah. And brother, if God don't judge it today, he'll have to call up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them because of the fire of God that fell upon those cities and consumed them because of their wicked beliefs. They had no qualms about being a man with man. They wanted the angels to come out to where they could have them. And my friend, listen, and Lot, he even said, take my daughters. But oh, my friend, that's wicked beliefs. And that's in our land today. And we think things are not wrong. And brother, there is some things that are wrong today. And the way you find that out is because you look in the Word of God. You take the blinders off of your soul and off of your mind, and you see what's right and what's wrong. And my friend, wicked beliefs arises out of willful blindness. You don't want to see what's wrong. You don't want to see the sin that, my friend, this world's in today, because you're enjoying that sin too much. You're reveling in that sin. And my friend, you're participating in the wickedness of this old world. Have you gotten so far away from God's word? Have you participating in your wicked beliefs today are based upon your blindness, and you refuse to see the divine word of God and what it's got to say? Oh yes, my friend, there's wicked beliefs. And you know what that willful blindness does? It leads to that wicked belief. You know what that leads to? It leads to wanton behavior. Amen. That behavior that you're doing, that reveling in your sin, the wallowing in the sin that you're doing this morning, my friend, it's because you've been blinded and because you've been leaving the wrong things and you've accepted the wrong way of life, and you've gotten into the sin that's so wicked and so vile that God judges it every time. He may not judge tomorrow nor the next day, but God's judgment will fall, and God's going to judge every man. And my friend, the books are going to be open one day upon every sinner, even the sinners, and will face the judgment of God. And of course, the believers will face the judgment seat of Christ. And that's a different judgment this morning. But my friend, wicked unbelievers today will face an almighty God. You are responsible and for what you do. You're responsible for what you believe. You're responsible for what you comprehend. And my friend, God will judge that. And so there's the wanton behavior. The Bible said here's very... that behavior is exposed in the Word of God. And oh, my friend, God gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, and to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And they're linked together. They're doing it together, amen. And they're changing the truth of God into a lie. Have you rejected the Word of God? Have you tried and you worship the creature more than you do the Creator, my friend, of this place? And God gives them up. Listen, there's a deadline that God will bring you to. You'll make a choice one day, and that choice will bring you a deadline in your life, and he'll give you up to vile affections. Hey, ma'am, you just keep on reveling in sin. You just keep on doing what you're doing willfully, and brother, not bothering to get right with God and confess your sins to God, and God will give you up to vile affections. And the Bible said here in this verse, and gave to, even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. It's not natural for women to be with women and men with men, and that's against nature. That is not the way God made man. And some folks would say, well, I was born that way. No, you're lying. You're blaming God with what you are this morning. You made a choice one day, and you made the wrong choice because of the lust of your flesh, and you're letting the flesh rule and reign in your heart and your life today. And my friend, you say, well, that's not right to preach that. Well, just look into the Bible. It's in the Word of God, amen. And you're going to preach it long as I can draw breath this morning. And the Bible says, even they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over unto reprobate mind. And there's a deadline, my friend, and don't you pass that deadline. And you say, how do I keep from doing that? Get right with God, accept the Word of God, accept the will of God in your life, and brother, confess your sin to God. And if you're not saved this morning, ask him to forgive you of your sins. And brother, listen, you don't want to get given over to reprobate mind. What you're doing has got a lot of pleasure in sin, but it's just for a season. But my friend, the real joy is in surrendering to Jesus Christ. Let him come into your heart. Let him save you by his grace and indwell you with the Holy Spirit. Put you in the house of God, and brother, let you enjoy the blessings of God. Get you in the Word of God to get fed and nurtured, and one day Jesus come back and get you out of this mess that we're in today. Listen, my friend, judgment's coming upon this world. As sure as I'm here before this microphone this morning, judgment is coming upon the sin of rebellion against God. God will judge a sin. Yes, he will. And the Bible said he gave them over to reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. It may be pleasurable what you're doing because of the lust of your flesh, but it's not convenient. And the Bible said it's not convenient. It's against the will of God. And because there's the results of that lifestyle being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Listen, my friend, there's a judgment coming, and if you're not right with him and you're participating in those things, God will judge you if you hadn't accepted Jesus Christ and let him clean your life up and get you right with him and indwell you and redeem you by his wonderful grace. Well, our time is gone this morning. Listen, my friend, you say you preach that because you don't like me. I preach that because I love you this morning. God loves you today and wants to see you saved and get right with him. God help you to do that. On the next Sunday is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.